I suppose most of you have used the phrase or heard the phrase, "I'll pray for you," or as many people say to priests, "Please keep me in your prayers." And I know that these phrases are said often, and sometimes I have the impression that they're kind of tossed about like words that people say when they're leaving. That's like a goodbye thing, say, "Please pray for me." And more significantly, when we say, "Yes, I'll pray for you," do we remember to do that for the people and for their intentions and for the needs that they have? Or is there something else enter our mind and we just kind of put it aside? Now, many of us, having followed the suggestion of Christ, have asked for a lot of things. St. Luke today, whose gospel is a very strong gospel with many emphases on prayer, many, many parts of that gospel, started this particular section of the scripture of the gospel with these words today. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. Our Lord's encouragement to prayer brings us naturally, does it not, to the question we probably ask ourselves quite often. How is my prayer life? How much do I pray? How intensely do I pray? Do I pray less, let's say, in the summertime because things are easy and, you know, you're getting ready to do a lot of different things and, you know, sometimes we notice that mass attendance is a little bit less. Are people praying a little bit less because it's nice summertime or it happens to be in, you know, Indian summer in September and October? I remember seeing a sign that one of our local churches at the beginning of summertime, it was in June, and the sign, they have a reader board out in front, and the sign said, "Have a nice summer, see you in the fall," which of course meant there were no services in the summer, "We'll see you again in the fall." Now, you know and I know that's not a Catholic church, but the point is that sometimes, because of the place where we live, this beautiful area of the country, and because of our beautiful summers and autumns, we may at times be more interested in lakes and hikes and camping and longer vacations and sometimes less time with God. As you well know, prayer is our way of communicating with our God. He invites us to come and ask for whatever we want. God never stands in the way of our petitions. God invites us to come and present ourselves before him. Let me suggest a few maybe different ideas to you this morning about the ways to pray. Did you ever go to the ocean, go out to the Pacific, and just watch the beautiful waves roll in and just think how beautiful it was, or like in your bare feet walk in that cold Pacific water and wonder about the good of the bounty of creation? Did you ever see the sun descend in an autumn sky, see those beautiful colors, and then watch all of that and recognize that perhaps in these very simple things that we see and are awestruck by, we might find in the beauty and simplicity of creation what can be for us a way to come to God. Perhaps an opportunity to say thank you for creation or a song of praise to our God. This past week, I walked across the Monroe Street Bridge, which I do a lot when I walk each day, go over to Kendall Yards and walk through that area. And I looked down at the Spokane River down toward Peaceful Valley, and I saw the most beautiful sight. It was the trees with the most gorgeous colors I'd seen in a long, long time. Many people who were also crossing the bridge stopped, took out their cell phones, and took pictures because it was a very beautiful sight. And it reminds us, does it not, of the beauty that God has given us, and of our opportunity to say to God, thank you for the good that you have shown to us and for the beauty that is ours. But to be a prayer is a call to be attentive in a special way to the presence of God in our life, whatever way that may come to us. In a few minutes before communion, you will say the Our Father, we all will. And how often do we say that prayer? Probably most of us every single day, sometimes many times a day. But do we remember what we're saying? Or do we just say words without recognizing the significance of what we're saying? How conscious are we of what we're saying? The same thing is true when we say the rosary. And does your mind wander when you're saying the rosary from the mysteries that are part of each decade of the rosary? Sure it does. It does for all of us. But what is most important is not the results of our prayer. It's that we take the time to pray, that we take the initiative to be with God, even if as a result of our prayer we get distracted or we start thinking about other things or we get taken away by something that happens in our home or whatever. You know, when I was at Bishop White Seminary and I had seminarians for spiritual direction, I always told them this, and I think it's really true. It's based, I think, upon a lot of our ascetical theology. It's not the results of the prayer that is important. Rather, it's the effort that we put into prayer. God, I believe, rewards our efforts and doesn't always give us results or reward the results. It's about effort. Yes, there are many opportunities for us to pray in this season and throughout the year. I would ask you today to take some time to reflect upon the way that you pray and maybe to find for yourself a new way of communicating with our God. Take our time to find our God, your God, in prayer in a special way. And the God who invites you to come and knock will reward with his presence all of your efforts.